Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's begin now.
How are you doing, Ann? You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
How can I help you, dear?
I got a Kohler sink in my bathroom. Hang on, Lou. Sir, get your dog, please, and get it off my property. Come on, buddy. Sorry, Lou.
Oh, that's okay. No problem.
No matter what you're doing, Lou's here to help till 10. Give us a call on the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Veronica Carter, you are going to love our Noodaloo 2 today. Actually, your dogs are going to love our Noodaloo 2 today. Do they listen to the show?
Yeah. You know, I usually have, they sleep in the barn, which has got heat.
Oh.
And I usually have the radio on for them.
Oh. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Lindeman Chimney Company and by Ace Hardware. Hi, everybody. Lou Manfredini here with you. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. You're so funny about that because my wife, when during the day, if we're, you know, going in and out, she'll be like, leave the radio, put the Christmas music on for the dogs. I go, are you listening to yourself? Are you listening to yourself?
I leave a little nightlight on for them, too, which is crazy because I'm sure they have great vision.
Right.
They're just supposed to be sleeping.
Well, our house is completely, you know, decked out for Christmas. And so we leave the Christmas lights on in the house. You know, they're all LED. And, you know, we've got little, you know, little display over the top of the whatever, like over the mantle and that kind of stuff.
I used to love to do that, but my ex-husband would swear that I was going to burn down the house.
Are you still married to him?
No.
Well, put the lights up then.
Yeah.
Well, who's he to tell you what
exactly
to do?
Exactly.
You're not even married to him anymore.
24/7 I'm leaving those babies on.
Yeah. It's so nice that I want to, are you not on? Why can't I? Which one is you?
A2 Mix.
How do you know that?
I know everything.
A2 Mix. No, you're on. You're on. Are you not talking? A2 Mix, I know everything.
Oh, I think it's me.
Oh.
Can't help you, Lindsay.
Wait, Veronica, so your husband would make you turn the lights
Ex-husband.
Off?
Yes.
Ex-husband?
Yes.
We never turn ours off, ever. It's just,
I mean, there's I'm sure there's some firemen calling, you know, right now saying, you can't leave that stuff on, it could start a fire. Well, I mean, it's UL listed. They're designed to be, the LEDs don't get hot. So this is a good reason for you. And they use, like, no energy whatsoever. We have the huge evergreen tree outside of our house that is covered in colored LED lights. And we just had Joe Polina and his crew with the lift come out and redo it because the darn squirrels chew the wires every day. Ooh, squirrels. Yeah. I think what I'm going to do, I'm going to start feeding them early so they get so fat that they can't climb up. I saw a squirrel so fat. It was, how fat was it, Lindsay?
I feel like all squirrels are fat this season.
So fat. It's unbelievable. It's like, you know what they need? They need that tummy flattening medication that we sell. What is that called? You know, where you're the Chamonix?
You're bloated.
Are you fat?
They're not fat. Why are you calling the squirrels fat? That's not nice. They're just bloated. That's what we need to do. There was a squirrel that went across the front of the house yesterday. It was the fattest squirrel I'd ever seen.
So
I'm like,
funny.
How do you even walk?
Did it scamper or did it waddle?
It waddled. It looked uncomfortable. Like, I'm pretty sure I saw it reach down and loosen its belt. Something like that. It was unbelievable how fat the squirrel was. What were we talking about?
Lights,
Christmas lights.
LED.
So anyway, this tree, honest to God, there is a flight pattern when I come back from New York sometimes that comes over my house. I can see the tree.
You're kidding.
I swear to God.
That's awesome.
I know. It goes right over our church. If you've anybody coming from New York will know, there's one flight pattern that comes across the lake. And you literally come up, I guess it would be, you're over the top of Toohey Avenue coming west. And you can see the tree from the sky because you're pretty low. It's awesome. So it's a little beacon for Carmen to come back from New York if she comes that way. But anyway, leave those lights on, Veronica. And if the house burns down, don't blame me.
Well, you know,
as long as your lights are in good repair, okay?
Yeah.
And use the LEDs.
And you know what? I've got the best sense of smell, I think, on the planet, which is always a good thing.
Right.
So if there were going to be a fire, I would smell it.
Are you a moviegoer?
I go every once in a while.
Yeah. Lindsay, you got to go see Manchester by the Sea.
Ooh, I want to see that.
Manchester by the Sea. What is it about?
Mary Beth and I had a little afternoon date yesterday.
I love your Friday date nights. Or date
afternoons.
Because
I work on the weekends.
So
we did a little movie. It's a heavy-duty movie. I don't want to give anything away, but it's good. You need to go see it. Casey Affleck. And you know who's really good? Michelle Williams. Is she British or no? Or am I confusing her with Sienna Miller?
Well, Sienna Miller is definitely British. I don't think Michelle is.
She's really good.
She is good.
She's good. It's a good one. How about you, Sam? You a movie goer?
Not as much as I used to be. No. Yeah.
This is, it's a heavy duty movie, but it's, but it's another example of how Amazon is taking on the over the world because they produced the movie. Amazon Films. I'm like, what else?
Amazon and Netflix, right?
Right.
Those are the two.
It's incredible. It's a really good movie. So that's my click to pick today. Hi, everybody. Lou Manfredini. Lots coming up. Like I said, I have a Noodaloo 2 that quite possibly will be the new favorite thing over at Veronica's house for her dogs. My dogs would like this. You tested this out on your dog, Lindsay?
I did.
And
well,
he's a spaz, right? He's a spaz.
What? That is so rude.
Is it true?
Well, I mean, he's got a lot of energy.
Right. If I come over to visit, what does he do? Laps around the house.
He does.
Right?
Yes.
Up and down over the furniture all over the place.
Correct.
Right.
He does. He gets excited.
Okay. So anyway, this is pretty cool. That's coming up at 7:50. Then we're going to talk to somebody. You know the whole, it's not the elf on the shelf thing. This is for holiday decorating, right? If you're having a holiday party and you need some help and make sure that it looks great, we're going to talk to someone that can help you do that. And then are we doing the Binny's Wine Tasting, my new favorite feature of the world?
That's right.
Oh.
We are. 9:10.
Veronica? She stepped away.
No.
I can't remember. Are you a wine drinker?
No.
At all?
I'm not much of a drinker at all.
How about at 9 in the morning?
No. I get migraines.
Sam, you're available for...
Oh, yeah, I'm in.
You guys can have mine, because wine gives me migraines, I don't want to test it, you know?
Right. And then later on today as well, we're going to talk about... we're going to talk to the owner and creator of something that's green, looks like a donut, and you use in your toilet.
Well, that sounds attractive.
Uh-huh. Stay tuned for that. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lou Manfredini here. This is Janet in Mount Prospect. Hi, Janet. You're on WGN.
Hi. I have a question on stair railings. I need to replace them, and wondering if they have to go, like, to the stairs, if there can be a railing on the top and the bottom.
There can be a railing at the top and the bottom. Tell me about your staircase. Is it an open staircase? Are there walls on both sides? Is it go straight?
There's a wall on one side.
Okay. And then the railing, you have a newel post at the bottom, and does it kind of curve and go up? And how much of the rail do you see?
About six stairs.
About six stairs.
It's a straight staircase.
Straight staircase. You have a newel post at the bottom. And you want a rail top and bottom, meaning that are the little pickets of the railing now, are they let into the tread of the stairs?
No, they're not. So it was a wrought iron railing.
Okay.
So, and I'm looking at replacing it with wood.
Okay.
So I'm wanting to know, can it have a railing on the top and the bottom, or is there a reason that the newel posts need to go into the stairs?
Well, there's a ton of different designs. It can be exactly as you described, where you could have, you could have a handrail on the top, and then you could have what's called a bottom rail to hold the newels. Visually, a lot of times, it looks nicer depending on how the look of the stair is. Are the stairs currently, are they wood? Are they carpeted? What are the stairs that you walk on?
They're wood.
They're wood. Okay. If it were me, I would have those little pickets drilled into the stair treads. I just think it's a nicer, more custom look than a bottom rail.
Okay.
There's a ton of different designs out there, like crazy, that you can do. There, you know, you can certainly hire a carpenter to do this, where they can buy all the pieces. There are stair companies specific in the area that this is all they do. They do stairs and railings because, you know, they have to engineer them the right way. There's one company in particular out of Plainfield called Design Stair.
Okay.
And, you know, when I was a custom home builder, they would actually do all of our staircases. In other words, we'd build the houses and then they would come on and take these measurements and they would build these beautiful staircases in a shop. And then they'd bring them out and this, you know, highly skilled trim carpenter would put them all together. And it was beautiful. I mean, the rails and everything. So I know they do rail work as well. You may have to wait a little bit. But as winter's approaching, you probably have a pretty good chance of them getting to you sooner than later.
Okay. Sounds good.
So just look that up. They're out of Plainfield. And you can get them a call and see if they can come give you an estimate. Hey, do me a favor. Hang on a second. For being our first caller today, we're going to send you out a Santa Seal, the reusable, flexible, repositional, wax-free toilet gasket with a perfect fit every time. Get yours at santaseal.com. I don't know. Well, we're going to talk to the Santa Seal guy. When we're talking about this product, I'm not quite sure reusable is something you want to use in the tagline. Because, you know, yucky stuff goes down by there. And I think most people don't want to think about that at 7:25 in the morning.
Well, you can talk about them. I'll talk about it with them at 8:35.
We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. A couple things I need to tell you about before we get to news. WGN Plus is WGN Radio's podcast network, home to a variety of conversations with WGN talent and thought leaders, including entertainment, music, news, money, business, and so much more. The all-new WGN Plus app is available now for download in the App Store and Google Play. It's been completely redesigned. You'll enjoy an easy user experience while you explore and listen to your favorite podcasts. The podcasts rival the best on the market. Try getting to Yes and WGN Plus Original, recorded in partnership with Second City Works, the B2B arm of the Improv Master. Search and download WGN Plus in the App Store and start listening.
Who the heck are you?
What are you talking about? I'm Santa Claus.
No, you're not.
Why, of course I am.
You disgust me. How can you live with yourself?
Just cool it, Zippy.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Look, I'm not kidding.
You're a fake. You stink.
I think you're going to have a good Christmas, all right?
You smell like beef and cheese. You don't smell like Santa.
I love that line. You smell like beef and cheese. Hi, everybody. Lou Manfredini here. Santa's biggest elf. 312-981-7200 is our phone number.
Just like the ones I used to know.
Jay's in Naperville. Hey, Jay, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Lou. Question about insulation. We've done a lot with air sealing and in adding insulation to the attic, new windows, new doors.
Nice.
Still have the original siding on the house, and when I'm standing at the bathroom vanity, I get a nice draft of cold, frosty air across my toes.
Yeah.
I put a thermometer in there. It was about 48 degrees in my house. Thermostat is set at a moderate 68 degrees.
Wait. The whole bathroom's 48 or in the vanity?
I set the thermometer at the base of the vanity.
Oh, yeah.
Near the outside wall.
Yeah.
So I know air has got to be coming in.
Yeah.
Still through the attic or under the siding. Can other than, you know, a Tyvek wrap and new siding, can I spray foam over it, like remove the exterior sheathing and spray foam over the top of what original insulation is there, presumably just R13 bats.
How old is the house?
85, it was built.
This draft that you feel in the bathroom, I'm just kind of trying to picture your bathroom. So you have the vanity, it's on an outside wall. Does one part of the vanity go against the other wall, like an L?
Yes. Okay. So there's two bathrooms back to back. One edge of the vanity is on the outside wall. The long run of the vanity is facing an inside wall and abuts another bathroom.
And the toilet is on the other side of the vanity?
Correct.
And there's no draft if you put your hand down there where the I assume you have a tile floor, and do you have tile trim or wood trim? What do you have?
Tile floor, wood trim.
Okay. More than likely, the reason you're getting that draft by the vanity is when they set the vanity, there's no trim around there, and the drywall is probably elevated by a couple of inches, meaning there's a gap between the drywall and the floor.
Nope, this bathroom was completely redone, completely gutted, so the drywall went all the way to the floor.
Oh, really? Okay.
And the vanity, put it in there.
You put it in yourself?
Yeah. Okay. And it's I know there's no piece of trim, a strip along the bottom edge of the vanity because there's a kick plate, you know, there.
Right. Okay. What you're proposing to do would help a little bit, but that specific thing that you have going on, you could probably solve that problem by opening up the vanity, in the back of the vanity, drilling a couple holes in the floor of the vanity, and filling that with foam insulation.
Huh. Okay.
Because what you're talking about, taking off the siding and adding insulation and doing, we're talking a major proposition.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I don't know that you're going to solve it per se. You know, there could be, when you said it got gutted, did it get re-insulated as well, or did the drywall that was there stay?
The drywall came out and it was re-insulated
right.
from the inside.
And what's underneath this bathroom? Is it a finished basement, unfinished basement slab?
No, second floor bathroom. So underneath this is the kitchen and family room.
Kitchen and family room. Okay. And you know there could the fact that it's a second floor and that floor plate. Is there, it could be that on the ribbon where the joists are isn't insulated in the ceiling above. And so all you have is that, you know, the wood itself on the outside, and that can create a draft coming in. I would start with the drilling of a couple holes and putting some spray foam at the back end of that vanity to see if that helps.
Simple enough, I suppose.
Right. And it doesn't, you know, you need to drill a quarter inch hole. And, you know, come off the back of the vanity by maybe 2 inches and stick a little great stuff in there. And, you know, it's not, since the vanity's screwed in, you're not going to have an issue with, you know, it can overexpand all at once. It's not going to lift the vanity or make any damage. And I bet you'll solve the problem just by doing that. It costs you, you know, $4 for a can of great stuff. Appreciate the phone call. 7:44 in the morning when we come back, a Noodaloo 2 that is going to have your dog so happy. And you're going to get the biggest kick out of it as well. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Time now for our Noodaloo 2. Lindsay just showed this to me. I got to see if this video worked because I was holding the video as we were reading it. Okay, you have a pet. And you leave your dog home. Maybe you work. And even you have a dog walker, right? Everybody does all that with the dog walker. But you have all this guilt about leaving your pet home alone. Listen to our Noodaloo 2. Are you playing something?
No, it just froze for a minute.
It just froze for a minute. Hold on. I'm listening. I don't hear anything. So you have a pet, and the pet is home alone. I'm giving you the great setup here. And now this is why you want this Noodaloo 2.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Do you leave your dog or cat at home all day while you're at work? Or do you take a lot of trips or vacations where you have to leave Feline or Fido? Our Noodaloo 2 this week, the Petsy, lets you connect with your furry friend from anywhere. Okay, now I'm a proud dog owner of our little puggle, Hamilton.
Alexander.
But not until the review of this product did I realize how popular pet cams are. But the Petsy isn't just a pet cam. It's a pet cam that dispenses treats. Hilarious. I came across this from one of our favorite gift-giving companies, Hammacher Schlemmer, and thought, no way, but yes way. Not only does it work, it's pretty cool, too. The camera itself is inside a white square box about the size of a square Kleenex box. You fill the compartment with treats, which do have to be pretty small in order to fit, so this might not be the best for bigger dogs. Download the Petsy app to your smartphone, walk through the pretty easy setup, and all of a sudden you're watching your pet on your screen. You can talk to him, snap a chat, or, of course, dispense a treat or two. So great. Our dog Hammy is in love with it and has been whining next to it for the last 30 minutes. Now, you've really got to love your pet to buy one. They go for about $199, but for some pets that have high anxiety, fear of thunder maybe, separation anxiety, this might be worth it. Or if you're looking for something to get your aunt with the 8 cats, this just might be the ticket. For more information, you can visit hammocker.com. I will put all this information up on Lou's Facebook page. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
You know, normally the Hammocker Schlemmer people have the stuff that's super expensive and, you know, we'll be like, oh, it's great, but it's so expensive. This thing will sell out.
I was so skeptical.
You got to send this to Steve Dale.
Oh, yes.
He probably already knows about it.
Probably. But I will. I will.
Okay. We just, before we went back on the air, Lindsay came into the studio and had the camera on her iPhone and called the dog through the thing, and he walks up to it, like turns his head like the RCA dog, and then you dispense the treat.
Yeah. You can talk to him through it. He said, Hammy, sit, and right. He sat.
You know what would be really cool to do is if they could come up with a beer dispenser like this.
That would be amazing. That,
so you could like be like, hey, Jimmy, and you call your husband down, and then like a Bud Light comes out. You know,
did you
and
take
you
the
could
trash out. Good boy.
Good boy. And it comes out right like that.
Can you program it to have like a really gruff voice? Just yell, buddy.
Buddy.
What
do
you mean? No, it's your voice.
See, he doesn't listen to me.
Oh,
he does.
Well, he will if you throw out these treats. Is it? Wait, I want to ask a quick question because do you plug it in or is it battery operated?
You plug it in, but David just sent me a text because we've been playing with the dog.
Right.
That Hamilton has now knocked the whole thing off the fireplace mantle, which is where I had it set up.
Sure.
And is like trying to attack it.
Right.
But it does come with straps and screws, so you can like attach it to the wall so it doesn't.
Right.
Come off.
Right, because if I'm the dog, I'm like, hey, I know there's a whole pile of that stuff in there. I want it.
Lou, if I could get you to just gruffly say buddy.
Buddy.
He would probably listen, but he buddy. Does not listen to me. I don't
right.
know what it is.
Well, maybe that would be an interesting thing, like an add-on, if you could just have a, like you could program it so that, you know, every hour, buddy.
I literally, because I have two dogs, but right. I literally yell buddy.
What about the other dog?
Like 47 times a day.
What about the other dog?
Dusty is pretty mild. He just doesn't really... He's kind of like the instigator. He's like the kid that says, hey, buddy, go do that. And then Buddy does it and gets in trouble because Buddy's just not real bright.
You know what you need? You need to make a little investment and go see my friends at Good Dog.
We took training. Buddy to training.
Let me tell you,
we
changed
quit.
Our life. Changed our life. Enzo the Wonder Dog, it's like a person in a suit. It's unbelievable.
I should try.
He's doing. You know what he's working on right now? He's doing our taxes. It's unbelievable how smart this dog is after... He's very conservative, but it's fine. He's very good with numbers, and all I got to do is get the pencil in between his pad, but he's fine. He's great. He's working on him right now. 1-800-GOOD-DOG. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show. Let's talk to Tony in Arlington Heights. Tony, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou.
How can I help you, sir?
So, watching the news this morning and something dawned on me, I forgot to undo the hose on my spigot by my front door.
Go out there and do that right now.
I did this morning, had to use the pliers to get it off.
Right.
And there was ice built up in the silver part of the spigot, so.
Leave it?
Leave it?
Yeah. So, is it a frost-proof spigot?
That I don't know. And I, before I called you, I read online, I actually heated it up and got the ice out.
Okay. All right.
And so, that's kind of where I left it. I turned the handle turns, but water didn't come out.
Right.
So there's still some ice build up in there, and that's where I stopped because I didn't want to do any more damage.
How old is your home?
It's about 5.5 years.
Okay. Now this is, and as far as you know, there's no inside shutoff on that faucet.
Not yet, as far as I know, because I went downstairs and I opened up the coat closet when you come in from the garage. We live in a townhome.
Right.
So you're coming out of the garage, you open up the coat closet, there's the water. They tagged it for us. It says main water shutoff, and then there's other valves.
Right.
But those weren't tagged. So I don't know if one goes to the outside or not.
Okay. And you didn't okay. So with a 5-year-old townhome, I'm certain it's a frost-proof faucet.
Okay.
Essentially what that means is the spigot you have on the outside, there's a pipe that leads from the outside into that warm closet. And the actual valve that opens and closes is in the heated space of your home.
Okay.
However, the risk when people leave the hose attached is water can be inside the hose and it starts to freeze, and it freezes up into that pipe that is between the where the place where the valve opens and closes and the water comes out of the house.
Okay.
That pipe can freeze and break. Now, right now, you don't have any leaks. Now, I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just giving you the what can happen. That pipe can break, and in the spring, when you go to turn that water on, the minute you open up that valve, if it broke, you'll have water in the basement.
Okay.
So for now, leave it like it is. And if we happen to get some warmer weather in the next few days, which we're not going to, but or even just leave, you're not going to water anything till the spring. Put a note on your phone or whatever to say, hey, when I turn this water on, make sure I got somebody in the basement just checking it out to make sure it doesn't leak.
So real quick, two things. So when I turned the spigot to see if water would come out, because I always, you know, you hear cold weather, let the water run a little bit, and then maybe shut it off, so water goes through the pipe. Could I potentially done any damage in the short term with that?
No.
Okay.
If you're not seeing any leak, now, when you turned it, no water came out, but then...
No water came
out. But you were able to turn it and tighten it again.
Correct, yes.
Yeah.
It didn't stay open. I shut it. I went downstairs, opened the closet,
no
opened
water.
The little crawl space. I didn't see anything.
Okay.
And then, two, should I go get one of those covers for the spigot?
Not a bad idea.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think you're fine. The fact that, you know, no water came out into the basement. And what I will tell you is if that little door that leads to the main water valve, for now, leave that open. Let a little more heat get in there, and it may help melt that stuff away. That's all you need is just a little bit. It just needs to be 33 degrees for it not to to freeze up on you. So it should work out just fine. Thanks so much for the phone call. 7:58 in the morning. Don't go away. We'll be right back. That's a beautiful name, Myrna. I love that.
I love you, Lou.
I love you, Myrna.
I love you more.
He's more than just a pretty face. Now back to Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
It's not a competition. Lou Manfredini here, the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show, sponsored by Fox Home Center and ChevyDrivesChicago.com. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. That's also our text line. We'll do our Just Text Me segment after 9:30 this morning. Bob's in Clarendon Hills this morning. Hey, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Lou.
How are you?
You know what? I live in an all-electric building, and it was built in 87, and I have each room is individually heated. There's heating coils in the ceiling.
Okay.
So what I got is I got square D thermostats, and they're just the turn knobs.
In every room.
Yeah, I have a total of five rooms that have each individual square D thermostat.
Okay.
And I just want to know if there's a newer thermostat that I can get that I can install in each individual room, or have one that I can control each individual room from a central unit.
Sure. I mean, these smart systems do exist, and the fact that it's a one, you know, it's interesting to me to hear about that whole construction, you know, that in the 80s when they were doing that electric in the ceiling. How do you like that system?
It's not bad. It surprisingly keeps the room warm. Now, we keep it around 65, somewhere around there.
And there's enough radiant heat up high to get down to the ground.
Believe it or not, yes.
Yeah. It's just, you know, it's counterintuitive, right? You would think that why would I want the heat source up like that and trying to get it down? And then what do you do for air conditioning?
We have a regular
central air handler.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And I'm just curious, what are your electric bills like?
I don't know. I've been there 5 months now.
Oh, so okay.
This will be my first winter.
Okay.
It's going to probably be a little higher, I'm assuming. That's why we're trying to keep it down.
Right. So, you're going to need the help of a, you could probably find this online. I'm trying to think of of some of the systems, the commercial systems that have there. What they will do, if you wanted to put it in a central unit, there is a where those thermostats are, you're going to replace that with a sensor. Okay. And that sensor, depending on, I'm just trying to think of the, you know, the wiring may be a little tricky, although it's got to be low voltage, so it has to all go, let me think about this. I'm just thinking this through. So those thermostats are directly fed to that individual coil system that's in a room.
Correct.
It doesn't control anything else. So you're going to need to find a system where the sensor is powered by what I'm assuming. See, they're probably not even low voltage. They're probably 120. Have you ever taken them off?
What's that? I'm sorry.
Have you ever taken one of these off to look at it or no?
I have.
Okay. Yeah. And how big is the wiring that goes to them?
That's regular size wire.
It is. Right. So it's 120. Yeah. So you're going to need a sensor that operates off a 120 that is Bluetooth enabled that will then feed back to a main panel, which ultimately what's nice is this. I'm sure the system exists. And you could then even control it via Wi-Fi if you wanted to. There might be a little interference you have to worry about, but just hold on. I'm trying to think of the name of the – it's not Unico, but it starts with a U that makes a system like this. Here's what I'm going to have you do. You live in Clarendon Hills. You know who's going to be able to answer these questions for you is go to iwantsmart.com, okay?
Okay.
That's a list. It's a group of HVAC contractors and they got a lot of specialty HVAC guys that will be able to come up with a solution for you. And, I mean, I'm sure they're going to want to install it for you, but, I mean, if you really want to try and do this yourself, then you might be able to buy it through them. I know Carrier now makes a system called the Core system, C-O-R, and it is a – it's a wireless system that has sensors, but the fact that this thing is 120, there may need to be some conversion to go to low voltage to make it work, but this is possible, and this will give you better control of the system and help you to control the electric bill as well.
Sounds good. All right. Thank you.
Good. Bob, I appreciate you calling this morning, and good luck with that. That's an interesting call about those electric systems. It's just so funny to me that that was the kind of the mindset back then when they were trying to come up with ways to save people money with, you know, I guess at the time in the 80s, natural gas was expensive and they were looking for alternatives. And it's nice to see that it's relatively comfortable in there, too, because it doesn't make sense that up top, that's where the heat is. And I'm sitting on a couch down below watching the game and I'm freezing my tootsies off trying to stay warm. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lou Manfredini here with you. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
Tonight on WGN-TV, it's round two with Miami. The Heat are in town, and D-Wade's looking to make it 2-0 against his old squad. Bulls Heat tonight at 6:30 on WGN-TV.
Really? Are you going to that game?
I am.
Oh, 8:18 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show. John's in Delavan. Hi, John. You're on WGN.
Hey, Lou. Love your show.
Love you, John. Did you go on a fish fry last night?
No, we didn't. Actually, we went out for sushi.
Well, that's sort of, it's like a fish fry without the fry. You know what they call you know what they call sushi up in Wisconsin, don't you?
Bait,
exactly. We're here all weekend. Enjoy the, you know, John and I are doing a show on New Year's Eve. How can I help you, sir?
Well, we've got a situation with our dryer vent. We live in a condo, and it goes up through the roof. I've had it sealed, but I'm getting leakage down the shaft all the way into the basement. And it's staining the tiles down there. It's staining the walls. Took the drop ceiling tiles out and can actually put a bucket down there and collect water as it's raining or whatever. Somebody had said something about negative air pressure or something. I'm not quite sure what to do with this situation.
Your dryer, you're in a townhome. The dryer's on the second floor?
It's on the main floor. And 9-foot ceilings, there's probably 9 foot of attic space above that. The dryer goes up through the vent goes up through the wall onto the roof.
And it goes straight out.
Straight up.
Straight up and straight out. And so we're talking about almost 18 feet of run.
Yep.
Which is too much for a dryer. Does it take forever for you to dry your clothes?
Mm-hmm.
Where is the dryer located on that first floor? It's not near an outside wall, right?
There are four condo units. We're in a middle unit.
Of course.
Yeah.
How?
So it's between two units.
Okay, so you're between two units, and where this dryer is now, if you were to go to the back of the condo, how long of a run would that be?
60 feet.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the basement is the lower level is all finished off, so there's really no way to go.
Yeah. Okay.
Through the floor.
You need to do a couple things. Have you been up in that attic?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Can you get up in the attic?
Yes.
All right. My guess is what's happening is that pipe that, first of all, the run is too long. Kind of the max run for a dryer without a booster fan is 12 feet.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Now, you have physics working for you because it's hot air rising. But what happens is when that pipe gets up to the attic, I'm going to bet dimes to dollars that it's a metal pipe exposed.
Probably.
Now, that attic is cold, and the hot air, you know, comes up, and it condensates, and that's where the water's coming from. And the fact that it can't, the fan is not powerful enough, the blower, to push it out, it's just rolling, and that's why it's dripping.
Okay.
You need a booster fan installed in that attic space that kicks on when the dryer kicks on.
Okay.
And they make these inline boosters that will go in there. It has to be wired back to the dryer so that when the dryer turns on, this fan turns on to, like, suck it out and go. You know who I think makes one? There's a website called Tamtech. T-A-M, and I think it's T-E-K, Tamtech.com. Okay. And they make exhaust fans and inline blowers. You can find these things online as well. But you're going to need somebody to run the wires to make a connection to the dryer. And then the other thing that's very important is that pipe needs to be insulated.
So
you've got to wrap it in insulation so we temper it so it's not so cold that you still get the condensation even with the fan.
Okay.
All right.
Very good.
It's a little involved, but with the booster fan and the insulation, it should work out just fine.
Very good.
John, next week's fish fry, not bait.
There you go.
All right. You tell your wife
Thanks,
I said it was okay.
Okay. Thanks, Lou.
I don't think he's going to go for sushi. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, are you planning a holiday party? Do you need a little help? Well, we found out about a lady that has a business called The Ultimate Elf. It's a small business. They were actually based out of Wheaton, Illinois, and we were going to try to get them on the air last week when we had our live broadcast for the Allstate Hometown Voices tour, but we just ran out of time, and we wanted to give this lady a little push for her business. We love to help small businesses. We'll talk to her right after these.
Sidewalks,
I haven't watched It's a Wonderful Life yet. I got to do that. It's officially the holiday season, right? It's ready to go. We're all decorated. Maybe you're entertaining. I went to a lovely little party at our friends Sandra and Joe last night. We had a little holiday cheer and some cookies and food, and it was delicious. And for those of you that love to entertain, you know, you love getting it all ready, but for other people it can be a complete stressor, and that's where you need Megan Clausen, who is known as the Ultimate Elf. Hi, Megan.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for talking to me this morning.
No problem. Now, tell us all about the Ultimate Elf. What is that?
So we do holiday decorating. We do it mostly in Christmas time, but we also do it all year round as well, and basically, we just go into homes or spaces and decorate for holiday parties, just their houses. Everyone wants their house decorated for the season. So we go in with garlands and trees and ornaments, and then we just decorate however their style is or whatever their party is for.
You know, I remember years ago when we moved into the home that we live in now, we had we had done a huge renovation on the home before we moved in, and we had worked with a decorator, you know, on picking out furniture and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And during that process, the woman that we were working with said, "Oh my gosh, this house is going to be so great for holiday decorated." And I do remember, this is jogging my memory now, that we had them come in and you know, buy decorations and decorate the home. And our decorations to this day, we've added to them, of course, but
I was going to say you need some updates.
Well, no. But I mean, we have. But the point was, is that I think for a lot of people, I mean, we love to decorate, but a lot of people maybe can't see the potential. And that kind of initial groundwork that the decorator had set for us really helped establish. I mean, our house looks great at Christmas. I mean, we love to decorate it, but then we're always so sad after the holidays because you take it all down. So I would think that you can do the same thing for people.
Yeah, and it's funny you say that because a lot of times when people are building their homes and they'll have us come in right before the holiday season, they'll kind of say, well, you know, do you have some sort of idea for what we should do as far as holiday decorating? And we always ask, do you have an outlet by your mantle, by your stairs, by your back door, just so that it's easier for us to hang garland with lights? So actually when we go into homes, we make sure that they have their carpenters put in outlets by the places that would have Christmas lights, because that's our main priority. That's what we care about.
We just want a place to plug in. But the one nice thing now with technology is there's so many of these really nice battery-operated LED lights that you can place them almost anywhere, even without an outlet, and they've got the built-in timers, and I mean, it's terrific.
Yeah, and a lot of people didn't like LED because it was too bright, and it almost looked blue, the light. But they've just started to make some that now have that warmer glow so that it looks more of the traditional Christmas light, but then, yeah, they last for so much longer, and they're better for the environment. But
so,
we also started using a lot of, like, colored lights, like those big colored bulbs, and now those are LED, too, so they don't get as hot.
Right.
Convenient for everyone.
So you not only do decorating for homes to get them ready for the holidays, but parties as well, correct?
Yeah, we do parties all year round, but then obviously we do them for Christmas time too. We will either go into, you know, like a restaurant or the home, or we've gone into a couple bars this past season, and then just...
That's funny. So I've gone into a couple bars as well. Oh, no, that was a different reason.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, never mind.
they all need to be Christmas decorated,
right?
Every single one of them. Everyone loves lights and garland when they're eating and drinking.
That's great. So you're based out of Wheaton, but you work kind of through. What are the areas that you work in? Your company?
Yeah, so we're based in Wheaton, but we normally do things in Oakbrook, Hinsdale. We do some in Wilmette up north, and then we also started getting into the city as well. So we just did a restaurant in West Loop and then another one in Old Town.
Nice. And how do people get a hold of you?
Well, they can go to our website, www.theultimateelf.com, or they can just email us at elfclausen@gmail.com. And they can also give us a call. So anyway, we also have Instagram and Facebook.
What's the phone number?
630-988-3143.
We will put all that information up on our website as well.
Thank you.
Megan Clausen is, she's the ultimate elf. She likes to tell people that when she meets them. Hello, I'm Megan. I'm the ultimate elf. And she can come out and decorate your home, your business, whether it's a party or you name it. They can do it. And nice to hear from her as well.
So I shouldn't worry then about the screen because I can raise it up high.
It's Saturday morning.
I'm still thinking I can collect debris on the bottom part of the sill.
And you're listening to Lou.
Kathy, yes. Are you a lady that looks for things to worry about?
And the Mr. Fix-It Show.
Yes, I do.
You are,
Now back to the man himself.
Kathy, look for something else to worry about.
Lou Manfredini.
There's got to be something else that you can worry about. This is not anything you need to worry about.
On Chicago's very own.
Love you, Kathy.
Love you, Lou.
720 WGN.
8:39 in the morning, the Mr. Fix-It Show. Worry about something else, Kathy. Hi, everybody. Lou Manfredini here. Coming up after 9 o'clock, we have our Binney's Beverage Depot wine tasting. I'm very excited about that. We have four new wines that you may want to consider for your holiday party. We'll be tasting those a little bit later on. I have to say, it's become my favorite part of the show. I never thought I was someone that liked to drink during the mornings, but I don't know. I guess you got to just try it to love it. All right, you may have heard me speak earlier the past few weeks about a product that I actually think I first actually saw before it came on the market. And I'm going to be completely honest with you, and I'm going to do this with the founder and creator in the studio with me right now. Bob Grimmett is here, creator and CEO of a company called Sanaseal. I was like, why do I need this? That's what I said. And this is, we had never met. I forget, someone sent me a sample. Maybe it was you guys sent me a sample. All right, if you're anyone that knows anything about plumbing, the only way that toilet gets connected to the floor and when you flush that toilet, the stuff doesn't end up all over your house, is there something called a wax ring. It's been around since, you know, Thomas Jefferson. No, not really. Have any idea how long the wax ring was around?
Better than 100 years.
What's that?
It's more than 100 years.
More than 100 years.
Yeah.
Okay, so not Thomas Jefferson. Maybe Abe Lincoln.
Sure.
Well, not even Abe Lincoln. Let's think of them. Who was the president? Your wife's here. She looks smarter than you. Who was the president 100 years ago? Any idea? No idea. All right. Anyway.
You put it was Woodrow Wilson.
Woodrow Wilson. Thank you, Googler.
I did not Google that. I'm going to look it up, though.
All right, fine. I don't think it was. I think Woodrow Wilson was less than 100 years. Well, I'm going to guess. 100 years ago, I'm going to say, what is it, 2016? I'm going to say Teddy Roosevelt.
It was not Woodrow Wilson. You're right.
Right. Teddy Roosevelt.
1913. So after Wilson, it was ... Stand by. Back to you.
Okay. Okay, anyway, so you put a wax ring underneath your toilet, and when the wax ring leaks a little bit, people take another wax ring and they put it on top of that and they pile it up to try and make it work. And the whole thing with the toilet on top of the closet flange, it doesn't leak. So I'm looking at this thing going, huh, why do I need this? So we run a handyman service out of our hardware store in Chicago, and there is a bunch of condominiums that were built, townhouses near us. And people were having all these problems with the toilets leaking. And so unbeknownst to me, our handyman who buys his products out of our store, which we carry this in our store. I think we were one of the first Ace Hardware stores to carry this darn thing, right?
Yeah.
And again, remind you, I'm like, why in the heck do I need this thing? And he says to me, Matt was the guy that was doing it at the time. He goes, you know, I use those Santa Seals all the time. I go, what are you talking about? He goes, oh, yeah. There's a problem with this whole development, the closet flange, for those of you that don't know plumbing, that's the thing that your toilet connects to. They're all depressed in the floor. So like when they set them all up, they tile the floor and the flanges are below the tile and the wax rings aren't just thick enough to do that. And when you double them up, it just never works. Doubling up a wax ring is like bad plumbing 101.
Exactly.
Agree or disagree?
Yes.
Okay?
I agree.
This thing is a green donut that you use in your toilet. And he uses them like crazy. All of a sudden, I'm going, why are we ordering so many of these darn Santa Seals? He goes, because they work. And here's your wife, like rolling her eyes going, I can't believe he invented this, and we're actually paying the mortgage doing this.
Yeah.
All right, tell me about you and tell me about this.
All right, the Santa Seal was really just designed and came out of a necessity, like you said.
Who are you? What did you do? What were you doing? How long has this been out here?
It's been on the market since 2011.
What were you doing in 2010?
Body shop.
Oh, okay. You were not like a witness protection program. I was worried that he was going to say like he was in prison or something. You were working at a body shop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I like that. That's what I want to know. Average guy from where? Where are you from?
Indianapolis.
All right. So you're from Indianapolis.
So
you're working in a body shop.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, you came home one day and you said, honey, I got an idea.
Not quite.
Okay.
Two guys in a garage.
You tell the story.
Two guys in a garage. My neighbor actually thought of this, had the whole idea. He was the flooring contractor that had difficulty with setting toilets, because the flange was below the finished floor, realizing that most toilets, they have a tendency to rock a little bit.
Right.
And that causes your subfloor to rot out over time because that will leak just slightly.
Sure.
And really now, this time of year is when you really notice it because you have all your family coming in and that
we're all eating too much too.
Exactly. And it's being flushed time and time again. So that small leak now.
Your wife's taking pictures. Come over here and take a picture over here so you can see him. Come behind me and take a picture.
So you wind up with a big leak. So basically it's like, you know, there's got to be a better way. And so we played around in the garage for a couple of years making parts out of different materials, elastomers, rubbers, you name it, whatever.
So kind of the stuff that you were using within that industry because
sure.
This has the feel of like an automotive weather stripping
exactly.
type of thing.
And that's what we were going
so
for.
So funny that you're saying that because when I first held it in my hand, I was trying to think, I've felt this consistency before, and now it makes total sense.
Yeah. So, yeah, the weather.
He's so smart, and your mother thought that it was not going to work out, right? She thought you were crazy to marry this guy, right? She did. Okay, keep going.
So that was basically how it all started there. We knew we needed a material that was more like a foam but then had a skin on it that was waterproof. And we were trying to make some stuff come up by itself, integral skin foams.
I see.
Which is what this is. But we also do a
integral skin foam.
Yeah.
Meaning that I'm assuming when this product is made, it's a liquid, when it starts as a liquid.
Yes.
And somehow you form it, and then
this
based on what you just said,
mold, yeah.
It suspends this skin that I see, this waterproof thing, is part of it. Or is it a coating over
this
the top?
This is a coating over top.
Got it. Okay.
Now, the integral skin foam is what they make steering wheels out of in cars now, dashboards, armrests
so
on your...
Smart.
This is integral skin foam right here.
Right.
Okay. We had to go another step further because we couldn't get it this soft and be waterproof.
Oh.
This is not going to be waterproof.
Right. It's going to absorb moisture.
Yeah.
Which it would, sure,
in order
right.
to get it to be waterproof... You need a thicker skin, which then limits the amount that you can compress this. So a lot of people think it's like a Nerf ball, but it's, you know, the idea of it is, in a way, it's
look at how
and
excited
squishy.
He is about a it toilet is, ring. Is, look it, at him.
This is great. This is
you should see the smile on his face, how excited he is. I'm just as excited for you because I love the whole, I would talk about stuff like this all the time. You worked in a body shop. You took the stuff that you were working with every day that had nothing to do with plumbing, and you came up. We had, Lindsay, we had those kids in here that did the skunk aid. Remember the entrepreneur lady talked about, what's the thing on my, oh, why don't they have this? Right? And that's what happened. Why don't they have this? And you solved the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have competitors in the market now? Were you the first one, or was there anything like this?
Nothing like this. There still is not. We have a great patent that we wrote.
Good boy.
Yeah. Knew nothing about writing a patent, and who knows, it turned out to be fantastic and kept our the biggest players from being able to copy it.
The green gasket, it's a toilet gasket. It's waxless, okay? You guys make it in Indianapolis.
Southern Indiana. It's
Southern
coated there, yeah.
Okay,
we buy different
you're from
parts.
Indy. You make it in Indiana, so it's USA made.
Yeah.
And then you just told me you started doing packaging where?
At Crossroads Industrial Services.
Tell me about that.
So it's a company, they hire disabled individuals.
Individuals.
And so we moved our warehouse into there this year, and they're doing our packaging. They have been doing some other packaging for us before when we're doing mailers and different things. Great organization. Love working with them.
Okay, how much is a wax ring?
Wax rings run about $350.
Okay. How much is this?
This is $11.95.
Okay. So people are going to say, well, why don't I just get that wax ring? That's great. Crazy.
But you
why
know,
would
the
I?
Same thing is like when, like you said earlier, most people buy a wax ring or they buy two. So with this, it comes with bolts. So a wax ring with bolts is about $6, $5.56. But this is 1 5/16 thick.
Mm-hmm.
So this will work mm-hmm. when you tile your floor and your flange is below the finished floor.
And it'll also work if the flange is fine because it'll compress.
Exactly.
So in other words, this isn't just for if there's a problem. It's like if I'm putting in a new toilet, I'm putting the SantaSeal in, and when do I have to worry about it breaking down and falling apart?
You don't.
Never. And I just think that's awesome. Right? Your wife's name is Birgit, which is an awesome name. She's smiling here. She's very proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud of you, too, and we don't really know each other. But this is an awesome deal. Where can people buy this thing?
You can buy it at pretty much any hardware store. Ace Hardware carries them. We're in a warehouse with Ace.
Okay.
Pretty much
online.
Online. So you go to our website, sandandsteel.com. Sandandsteel.com.
You've gotten all these awards. I'm looking at the package. Yeah. As seen on Home and Family. I've been on that show. I know those people.
Yeah.
Remember that, Christine Ferrara? Do you remember? You're too young to remember Christine Ferrara, right? She was married to the guy that owned what's his name? The car from Back to the Future. Why am I blanking on the car? No one's listening to me. Lindsay, stop talking to them and listen to me. What's the car from Back to the Future?
DeLorean.
The DeLorean. She was married to the DeLorean guy. Thanks. You're no help.
We were trying to figure out how to spell Birgit's name. We're back here going,
it's like Birgit. It's beer and get, right?
B-I-R. Well,
I just spell it like it's right. Right.
T.
We're very smart.
She hasn't really said much, but I already like her better.
She's great.
Than Bob. Okay, and you've gotten you get seen on Family Handyman. You've been tested. You got all these great awards.
Yeah.
That's got
to
be awesome.
Thanks to you, we were on a Today Show.
Oh yeah, well there's that.
Yes,
that's awesome. Well, I'm glad you're here. I think this is awesome. If you're here's the other thing that you don't talk about, which is another one too. If you have a heated tile floor, what happens to the wax ring?
It melts.
It melts, and your toilet leaks. This doesn't melt.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
And it stays flexible when it's cold. So,
you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put something on this. I'm going to hang this on my Christmas tree because it's green, right?
That is.
Here's what you should do. This is what, okay, so it's round. You should put a picture of yourself in the middle with like little spark. Oh, my gosh, I'm going to an ornament party tonight. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take this. I'm going to put a picture of myself with a little tinsel around
That's
it.
Good.
This is going to be my ornament.
Like a wreath.
Oh, my gosh, you can make a wreath. This is a whole new marketing thing for you.
It was funny you say that.
Awesome.
Yesterday I was in the plant there.
Well, he brought me some to make, so if I screw up, I have some extra ones.
And they were working on the line packaging.
Lindsay, get my glue gun. Go ahead.
And I actually told them they're like elves. So we were kind of playing with that whole idea about being elves there working. And then I took the gasket and I actually put it on a couple of their heads. So just like having a little hat, a little elf hat.
You can stack it, too, right, if it was a problem?
Yeah, so if your flange is more than 3/8 below the finished floor, then you would stack these. And if you want, you can use a sealant on there, silicone sealant or plumber's paste, if you feel like you need to have a little bit of extra.
Bob Grimmett is the creator and CEO of Santa Seal. Just a few years ago, he was in an auto body shop, and you came up with a great idea, and you're killing it. That's awesome. I'm really happy for you. I love this whole, more people got to come up with good ideas like this to come up with solutions. And this little thing, this little toy, you know what's going to happen? You hang on here because someone's going to try and buy you. Don't sell yet. Build the sales before you cash out because you got a lot of growth coming up with this thing.
I'll consult with you.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, you can call me. 852. Okay, so we can buy it at the hardware stores. You can go to your website, santaseal.com.
Yep, you can find and then you can find a store that carries it on.
Okay, the one thing that I want you to change with the sales guy here at WGN, you know, when we're giving them away, the Santa Seal, the reusable, flexible, repositional. I don't like reusable.
No.
Right? Birgit, no. Reusable, it's a toilet. Just take that out. Just say Santa Seal. It's the toilet, it's the ring for your toilet that'll make sure it never leaks. Something like that.
Yeah.
Reusable, it's icky. Just trying to be helpful. Oh, my gosh, I'm going to have the best ornament ever. I even bought an ornament. Now I got to go home, and I got lots to do. Thanks so much for coming in this morning. 8:53 in the morning. This is the Mr. Fix-It Show. We'll take a quick break and be back right after these. 8:57 in the morning, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Gail is in LaGrange. Hi, Gail. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How can I help you?
Well, after hearing your segment on the outside spigot for your hose.
Yes, ma'am.
I went out to check, and ours was stuck on there. The hose was still connected. So,
what did Wally Phillips used to say?
I know.
People helping people. So you can't get it off?
No, yeah, it's very difficult to get off.
What kind of tools do you have at the Gale house?
Pliers.
Okay. So just grab a hold of it with the pliers. You know, you know how you can adjust the pliers to make the opening a little bit bigger? Grab onto it and then loosen it, right? So you're going to be, I mean, as you're looking down at it, you're actually going to grab it and you're going to turn to, you're going to, as you're looking down, you're going to turn clockwise.
Right.
But if you were looking up at it, it would be counterclockwise, right?
Okay.
And all you need to do is just give it a little crack, grab it firmly, and just give it a little, and then you should be able to unscrew it.
Okay.
But you definitely want it. You definitely want to get it off before this really cold weather hits.
Right. Now, after I get it off, is what do I do?
How old is your home?
100.
Ooh. Do we know if we? So you probably have a valve on the inside of this?
Yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Make sure that's off.
Okay. And that's all I have to do. I don't have to worry about whatever's in there.
Well, no. You know, I think that, you know, the one nice thing about the old homes is the piping is a little bit thicker. And so the even if it freezes, it tends not to crack and burst as quickly as copper. So I think that that you should be fine. But make sure you you close the valve on the inside. I would do that first and then go ahead and crack that thing off with a pair of pliers.
Okay, great.
All right.
Sounds good.
It'll be fine. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you.
Appreciate it going. Gail's a name you don't hear a lot of. I like the name Gail. Gotta name people Gail more often. Frank, you're on WGN. Good morning.
You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show.
I'm a part-time bartender, and we have a problem with fruit flies. I pour a drink, and all of a sudden there's a fruit fly in his drink. He won't drink it. So I said, well, they're not that bad, so if I like to drink, I'll drink it myself, but I can only drink.
Hey, look, mister, we save hard drinks in here for men who want to get drunk fast, and we don't need any characters around to give the joint atmosphere. Is that clear?
Now back to your host, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Yes, it is. 9:10 in the morning. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Ace Hardware and by PermaSeal Basement Systems. Binny's Beverage Depot for a few weeks has been sending us over samples of wine to try out. So as you're thinking about the holidays and, you know, maybe you're thinking, oh, geez, what kind of wine should I get? Sam is always very available to help out with the segment, aren't you?
I ran down the hall.
Yeah. By the way, I noticed something. You know, this is an important thing for you young kids in broadcasting. You put something out on Twitter or something. I think I follow you on, and you went to Columbia College.
Yes.
And you were on the college radio station, and then you revisited those folks for some broadcast.
The
right?
Holly Jolly Trolley, which they raise a lot of food for the Chicago or the Greater Chicago Food Depository. And they asked me to come back as a guest 6 years ago. I hosted it.
See?
So it's pretty cool.
That's awesome. I like that. You just brought him the whole bottle. You put the whole bottle in front. Oh, you put the whole bottle in front of him. So that's nice. See, that's important. You got to mentor these young kids.
It
all comes full circle. That's great. Barry, I'm glad you did that. Okay. So Benny sends us over four bottles of wine. And now, Sam, are you a wine drinker or are you just a drinker?
From time to time, I drink wine.
See, now, Lindsay, I know you're a wine drinker. You like whites. You're not a big red drinker.
I am. I do.
But are you also... She comes in here with the bottle. She goes, oh, these are all reds. You know, I like white. But this wine is from my favorite region of the whatever.
It is.
And I'm thinking, who says that?
That's an excuse drinker, what we call them.
I'm very fancy.
See, my wife... She remembers the wine.
No,
like, oh, my gosh, I love this wine. Or we'll go out to... don't taste it yet.
Yeah.
Sorry.
All right. What is it that you just tasted? What's that wine bottle you have in front? I can't see it.
Santa Julia Reserva.
Santa Julia Reserva Cabernet Sauvignon 2014. It's only $9.99 a bottle. It's a stunning value in Cabernet. Tastes like chocolate-covered cherries with added notes of baking spices like cinnamon and nutmeg, an easy-drinking cab that will pair up nicely with many red meats.
It does taste like chocolate and cherries.
Kidding.
I was telling Mary Beth about that white wine we had, the butterscotch, at the end. When I said it, I don't know if it's when you say it first, then you're looking for it, but it's good, right?
No, I thought to myself, this tastes like chocolate, but I'm not going to say anything. And then you read, with chocolate-covered cherries?
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Santa Julia Reserva Cabernet. You can find this at your Binny's Beverage Depot. What do you have in front of you?
I have the Whitehaven Sauvignon Blanc, which is from the Marlborough region.
Is that your favorite region?
It is. I'm not kidding.
You're making that up.
You can even ask my husband. We both like it.
I'm texting him.
Okay,
keep talking.
Go ahead, text him.
Keep talking.
I'm still embarrassed.
Keep talking.
Ask him where our favorite.
Stop. Keep talking about the wine.
So anyway, this is the Whitehaven Sauvignon Blanc 2016. It's a classic New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc, ripe apple, grapefruit, and lemon-lime zest. The wine refreshes you and leaves you wanting more. Let's just give
take
a
little
shot.
Taste. She's taking a little taste. She's got a little glass there. Try not to slurp on the microphone.
That's how you taste wine.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. It opens the oxygen. It gives it oxygen.
Oh, right. Is it good?
Makes me want more.
Right.
It really is good.
All right. I have in front of me the Ironside Cabernet 2014, $14.99 a bottle, a super value in California Cabernet, classic Casis Blackberry and Loam. What's that?
I don't know what loam is.
Sourced from diverse vineyard areas for complexity, cooler regions of classic structure, and warmer ones for weight and intensity. This one hits on all cylinders. Who's ever writing this? It's really good. All right, this is the Ironside. I got to tell you, I love drinking wine in the morning.
I know.
It is so good. It's almost like that is really delicious. That's really delicious. All right, and our final one is the
Mark West.
Mark West Pinot Noir. That's what you have right there. 2014. $9.99 a bottle, a consistent leader in the Pinot world, delivers a pleasing mix of red and black fruits, cola, and plum flavors. Did you taste that?
Cola.
Did you taste the plum?
I taste the plum. Cola?
Finishes with silky soft tannins.
Yes, it is pretty smooth.
Right?
That's right.
That's really nice. Sam loves this feature. Look at the smile on his face. He's so happy.
I just can't believe it tastes like chocolate.
I know.
What is that one again? The Santa Julia.
Well, I said Santa Julia like a goob.
Well,
Santa Julia.
Well, it could be Julia. Who knows?
Well,
yeah, it could be. These four wines and many more are available at your Binney's Beverage Depot all throughout the Chicagoland area. Today we featured the Ironside Cabernet, the Whitehaven Sauvignon Blanc 2016, Santa Julia, or do you say Julia?
Julia.
Reserva Cabernet Sauvignon, and the Mark West Pinot Noir. Are they doing like a end cap of the Mr. Fix-It wine tastings there? Because they should.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Like, it should be when they walk into the Binney's, hey, I heard Lou and Lindsay and Sam talking about this wine. Where do I find it?
That's a great idea. I am also, though, in case you want to know, posting all of these on your Facebook page.
So they can actually find out what is it.
Right. So if they don't have the end cap, they can go in and say, hey, I want the Santa Julia.
It sounds better that way.
It does.
Offense.
Yeah.
Much fancier.
I want to, next week, we're going to say me and Julio down on the whatever. Anyway. All right, get out of here. It's 9:16 in the morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Jan, are you a wine drinker?
I am.
If you were here right now, would you wine taste with us?
Oh, of course.
Oh,
I work a midnight shift, Lou.
So it's like closing time for you.
Exactly, but usually I'm too tired and I'm too old.
I know. Well, you're not too old. How can I help you this morning?
I have a question. I moved into a condo about a year ago, and it is really dry. It's a little over 1,400 square feet, and I'm wondering, I have one of those humidifier, those little things that read the temperature and humidity, and it says L. So I brought it in my shower, and in my shower it said like 35, so I knew it was functioning correctly.
Right.
So what would you suggest? I mean, obviously I can't put a humidifier attached to my heater, so...
Why not? Do you have forced air?
Yeah, but it would just be too much with ductwork. I don't want to spend all that money.
Okay.
So I just wanted to...
So how big is the apartment or the condo?
It's a little over 1,400 square feet.
Okay. I want you to buy an ultrasonic humidifier, and you may actually need two, but I would start with one. One of the better names is AeroSwiss, which actually has a new name. But if you type in AeroSwiss, it'll come up. They got
and
bought
up. Is that AeroSwiss?
It's AIR-O-Swiss, but they have a new name.
Okay.
And so go and get one of their big ones that has, it's ultrasonic. They have a warm and a cool mist. It's going to cost you $150.
Okay.
But it's going to really do a nice job. And it's going to
it's going to change the humidity level, and you're going to be so much more comfortable. And because once you add the humidity to that dry air, your furnace will run less. You'll be way more comfortable in the itchy throat and the whole nine yards. I would put it in the center room, you know, between the homes. And, you know, the thing is, in the bedrooms, you may want a smaller one in there, and they make different size ones that you can use as well. But I'd start with one, see the readings of what you get, and I think you'll see a huge difference.
And is this something that sits on the floor then?
No, it's on you can put it on a table. It's not that big. I mean, there are larger cabinet styles, but I really like the ultrasonic ones because they autonomize the water and it gets into the air more quickly and dissipates, and it changes the humidity level. You'll see it a lot of hardware stores and home centers where they've got these things on display. With this dry, cold air coming, humidity is your friend. And, you know, you can go out today to the hardware store. Where do you live? Palos? There's a great Ace Hardware down in Palos.
And, I know.
And they've got all that stuff in stock, I'm sure, and go see them. When it comes to humidifiers, that's one of those areas where you get what you pay for. So when you're looking at the $40 one, I promise you that next year you'll buy another $40 one. If you buy the $150 one 5 years from now, you won't be buying it at all. What's the new name of the AeroSwiss?
It's called Bonico.
Bonico, that's right. So look for Bonico, and they should carry that. By the way, keep hanging on, Jan, because you know what we're going to do? Let's send her. She's down in Palos. How about this? Three rooms carpet cleaning from Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. Provide a level of clean that no one else in the area can deliver. Visit executivegreencarpetcleaning.com. It's $139 value. 9:20 in the morning. The Mr. Fix-It Show will be right back.
Get the stories that make the city with unlimited digital access to award-winning Chicago Tribune News. Become a member today at chicagotribune.com.
I'm not drunk. I'm just drinking. 9:24 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show. 312-981-7200. Ada is on the line in Oak Park. Hi, Ada. You're on WGN.
Good morning, Lou. You're my favorite radio host.
Oh, that's so nice of you to say. I'm your favorite? There's not anybody else more favorite?
No.
Really?
You are my favorite.
Oh, you're so
nice. I get up early on Saturday morning and my husband gets jealous.
You're so nice.
I get up to listen to you.
Can I tell you something? I was in New York this week and my wife actually came with me and we were getting onto the plane. And my wife got on before me. And as I walked on, the flight attendant said, "Oh, my gosh, you're on this flight?" And I go, "Hi." And she goes, "I wish you were my husband." And without missing a beat, my wife said, "You can have him."
I love it.
How can I help you?
Okay, we have a haunted garage door opener light that goes on by itself. We keep thinking, it's like, "Oh, my God, somebody's in the garage." But there's nobody in the garage, and it's locked, and it goes on and off by itself. Not all the time, but really weird times. At first, we thought it was like lightning when it was a storm. No, but dry weather, it still happens.
This is the light on the opener?
Yes.
Okay. How old is the opener?
2001, we had our garage built. 15 years old, 16 years old.
Okay. And when you open the garage door, the light goes on.
Yes.
And when the door closes, after a little while, it goes off.
Right.
Okay. And then tell me about the switch that's near the door near the house. That's where you can open the garage door and close the garage door and turn the light on and off?
This is not it's not connected to the house. It's a garage by itself.
It's a garage by itself. Okay. But right. Do you have a button that's on the wall in the garage?
Yes, to open the door.
Right. But is there also a separate button that turns the light on and off?
Not the garage door opener.
Not the garage.
A bunch of other lights.
Okay. So when it's just a single button, and when you turn it on, the light goes on. And the door and the door opens. There's not a separate way for you to turn the light on.
Right.
All right. It's probably just a circuit problem inside the apparatus of the light itself. So let's see. I mean, the first thing that I would do is, because there is a circuit board in there, is I would go in and I would unplug the opener for like a minute.
Unplug opener? Okay.
The whole thing. Just unplug it so there's no power to it whatsoever. That could reset the board.
Next, depending on the age of 2001, you may see some leads that the light may have a couple of leads on an opener that old that might be dirty. You might need to clean them. And this is just some kind of short in the electronics board. And the fact that we're talking about a unit that's 17 years old, I mean, it's while it's crazy to say, wow, I got to replace this opener because the light goes on and off. Like when it turns on, does it turn itself off too or just stays on?
No, it turns itself off too.
Oh, all right. Well, I would try that. If you don't want to replace the opener and spend all that money, then what I would do is I would change the light bulb to an LED light bulb. So then it would turn when it turns on, it's not using as much electricity.
Okay.
And there is a chance that your garage is haunted.
Yeah.
is that what you think?
Months. I don't know. It's been happening
right.
This year. It's only right. been happening.
Try year. Unplugging it and see if that helps. And by resetting it, but make sure you keep it unplugged for at least a minute. And go ahead and change that light bulb to an LED light bulb in the meantime. It's not worth changing the electronic board in that thing. It's just not cost effective. If this really bothers you, then you may end up having to change the entire opener all itself. And, you know, a brand new opener is a couple $100. But newer technology, and you can do a lot of stuff with it, which is nice. So you may want to consider that as well. Thanks so much for the phone call. 9:28 in the morning, we'll take a quick break, and then it's our news.
And we call it a phone, but we don't really use it much as a phone, do we? No, we don't.
Time for Just Text Me.
I don't have to talk. Oh, my God, I got to talk. Talking is work. You got to make facial expressions. You got to suck air in. You got to blow it out.
Time for our Just Text Me segment, sponsored by IWantSmart.com. Lou Manfredini here, Lindsay Smithwick, who's going to read the text messages this morning.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
I love the wine tasting segment.
I know.
Whatever Binny's is paying for this, it's not enough.
I love that somebody texted in and said, wine tasting. Lindsay, did you hear that?
You're like, oh, yeah. What they don't know is you came back in for your second glass.
That is a lie. Tell the audience you're lying. I mean, a second glass of a different wine.
Okay. What do you got?
630, Lou, if the spigot is turned off, what is the harm of having the hose still attached?
Okay. So imagine this. With a frost-proof spigot, you've got the handle on the outside of the house, right? It's bolted to the outside of the house. Now, you can imagine that behind that handle is a pipe that goes through the wall, and on the inside, what is called the warm side, that's actually the valve. There's a rod that runs through that pipe, and the valve is on the inside of the house where it's warm. So that frostproof means when you turn the water on and off, that part doesn't freeze. That pipe that's in between there is like a little shaft where the water comes out when you turn the faucet on. When you shut the water off back at the other end, there can be a little residue of water in that pipe. And there can be water in the hose. As the ice freezes in the hose, that freezing, you've seen the images when they show stuff freezing, how it kind of goes out over the top of it. Like, you know, when you see the commercials with the car driving and the ice gets formed, it freezes up back inside that pipe. And the pipe that, even though there's not water under pressure, it's a copper pipe and it can break. Now, with the faucet off, there's nothing leaking. In the spring, you go to turn that faucet back on. That pipe is cracked. As the water's coming out of the hose, it's leaking into the basement. That's the answer.
Okay.
Did you understand that?
I did.
All right, good.
Because I, yes.
We're painting the picture. It's radio.
815 is...
Not television.
No. Is a GFCI outlet required for the whole house humidifier, for a whole house humidifier attached to the furnace in the basement?
No.
Okay. Rapid fire, 630. Yeah. About 3 months ago, I replaced the fan and motor in my bathroom vent heater light combo unit. About 2 or 3 weeks ago, it started a slow wind.
Wine.
Well, it says wind. Slow okay. Wine. Wind up when the switch is turned on.
Oh.
Is that an issue?
Yeah, I mean, it could be I mean, assuming that you replaced it with a with the same manufacturer motor, it should not. If it's like yes, I would probably hopefully have the receipt and it's under warranty. And not, while you don't want to do this, I would say I would replace it. There's something wrong. It shouldn't do that.
All right. Is it okay to close furnace vents to keep the basement cooler?
Yeah. This is the, you know, now that we're getting into the really cold weather, you're going to notice cold spots in the home. By manipulating the amount of openness and closeness of a vent, you can reposition where the heat goes. The one thing is that when your system, if the forced air system is designed initially, it's designed for a certain amount of vents and the blower to blow it into that area. So what you don't want to do, if you're going to close the entire basement off, you're going to get more pressure on the first and or second floor if your home has that. And that's fine because there's probably two or three vents in the basement. That's it. But what you don't want to do is close off so many that the blower has a lot of back pressure on it, which can be problematic. What I would say is in the basement, if you're going to close that off to try and force more heat on, I'd close those vents 90% and just leave a little bit of airflow going down there. And that way the balancing should work out fine. And if you, you know, if you have a home in, right now and the basement's going to be really cold, on that first floor, close a few of those vents, about 50%. You'll force more warm air into the basement level. And if you have a set of stairs that lead up from the basement and there's a door at the top of the stairs, if you close that door, you'll keep more heat in the basement because it just rises up the staircase like a giant piece of ductwork. Hmm. Make sense?
It does.
Right. I mean, your home, you're in a tri-level. Mm-hmm. How's the basement this time of year?
It depends.
Right.
I mean, it depends on how we flip the vents.
Right.
Sometimes it's super hot and sometimes it's super
right.
cold.
So you got to play with it a little bit. And the problem is, you know, when the temperatures are temperate like they've been for the past few weeks, it's not a big issue. But now we're going to go into this, few days of really cold weather. Veronica even mentioned that next week it's going to be even colder. So you want to make sure the furnace filter is clean. You want to make sure you had that furnace cleaned and checked, prior to this, because when that thing's laboring under these really cold temperatures, that's when problems occur, and that's when you feel cold spots. Oh, and one other thing. I got an email from somebody saying, my windows are so drafty. What's the number one reason why your windows are drafty other than if they're old?
You didn't lock them properly.
You didn't lock them. Go around the house right now. Lock all your windows. You'll be amazed at how much more tightly sealed everything is. Anything
then,
else?
One more that we've gotten a lot of texts on. Where to find the liquid snow shovel?
Participating Ace stores, some of the big boxes carry it as well. But liquid snow shovel is one of the brands. There's another brand called Quick Joe. It is a liquid calcium chloride. There's no shovel that goes with it. You need to put it in a pump sprayer, and you're going to go out and you're going to apply it to the sidewalk in the driveway now, and it's going to make shoveling so much more easier, I promise. Just text me, sponsored by iwantsmart.com. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Laura in Wisconsin. Hi, Laura. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm good. What's going on?
Well, I think we're going to continue on with your haunted theme from the caller before your break. I'm calling about my house and a noise it's making. It's an older home, probably built in the 40s or 50s. And when I redid the kitchen, I discovered that there was no insulation in the wall, and it was a black wall.
Okay.
So recently, I've lived here since 96, and this has never happened. So recently, we have this pounding that's happening. I honestly thought that it was like somebody outside the door, not just like knocking on the door. It is a bang, 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 bang. It's all even. And it only happens at dusk or right before dusk. I have a fireplace in the corner. It's happening, but I don't think there's anything there because it's over from it. My dog goes crazy. It's like somebody's outside. I even thought maybe the electric meter was being changed and that there was a guy pounding on it that hard. I mean, it is a full-out pound, and it's on the outside wall in the corner, or there's a attic right above it, and we haven't been able to figure out what it is.
It's happening every night?
It happened 3 days in a row.
3 days in a row. I mean, we thought maybe an animal got stuck. We thought maybe the pipes were expanding, but it is a bang, 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 bang. And we can't, and it's an even bang. It's not like, you know, somebody's bang, 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 bang. It's an even bang. We don't know what it is. Got any suggestions?
Do the banging again.
It goes bang, 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 bang. And then it stops. And it'll wait a few seconds, and then it'll do it again. Bang, 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 always even. And I ran around thinking there was a truck outside and that somebody is, you know, working on the house. Or you know, I didn't know. I just don't know what it is. We can't figure it out. The dog goes crazy. And even when there's nothing going on now, she's jumping up on that chair in the corner and looking at the walls and the ceiling.
Do you have a sump pump?
I do.
Do you have an
right in that corner, I think.
Do you have an ejector pit?
I think we do.
I think it's a problem with one of those pumps.
Are you brilliant? Because we don't have any hay in it this year, and every year we do, and that's froze before.
Mm-hmm. That pump is going off, and the pipe is frozen, and it's trying to pump it, and when it's banging, it's shaking the pipe, and the sound is traveling. Oh, my gosh, I am so right about this.
I said, you're brilliant. You're brilliant.
I am so right about this.
1 year when this happened, I had a hairdryer out there trying to thaw it, and a mole came up at me, and it, like, looked right at me. I'm telling you, we got the moles at the best hairdos in New Berlin here now.
Hold on a second. Yeah. We're going to solve that problem, but we're also going to send you out Twist and Seal. We've got this... Cord Dome and Holiday Bonus Pack from Twist and Seal. Protect your holiday lights from rain and snow with Twist and Seal. You can order today at twistandseal.com. 9:47 in the morning. We'll be right back. 9:15 in the morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Corey in Michigan City. Hi, Corey. You're on WGN.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. What can I help you with?
I got a couple of crawl spaces in my house that I want to get insulated. I'm a carpenter. I should know the answer, but I want your opinion. with the last call, obviously.
Listen to me. Let me tell you something. If you've listened to my show at all, you know I've talked about my friend Mike Jakubowski, right? He's my best friend, and we were in business together.
Yeah.
And Mike is, you know, he was a way better carpenter than I was. But I'd like to think that I know a few things, right? And I've been around a long time. Yeah. And I will sometimes come home and say, hey, we should do, back when I was younger, you know, I would say something to my wife about, blah, 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 and she'd say, well, ask Mike. What does Mike think? What does Mike think? So anyway, I know where you're coming from. How can I help you?
Okay, so I have crawl spaces in the two of them, actually, and I want to get it insulated. I probably got at least a foot and a half of space underneath them.
Ooh.
Do I insulate the block wall and the rim joist? Do I insulate the actual floor joist, or do I do both?
Well, boy, that's a tight space, man.
Yeah. I've been under there a few times. So,
right. So you know, in a perfect world, you insulate it all. And, okay. I mean, there's a couple ways to go here, right? I mean, like the guys at PermaSeal have a whole encapsulation system where they come in and they insulate the walls and they do this membrane on the walls and then the floor plate above, and it's completely sealed, and then even the ground, so that none of that moisture or you know, air, foul air that can come up permeates up into the home. But if you're going to insulate it and you're going to do this on your own, you know, you're going to insulate, you're going to use a craft face, but you're going to throw it on the warm side, right? So you're going to use paper. You're going to put the paper up and use those insulation springs, you know, that you can hold it up in place.
Yes.
Then you probably still want to keep that vented in that scenario.
It's vented.
Underneath that.
Right.
Right? So just make sure those stay.
I just didn't know if I insulated the floor and the outside perimeter, if that was too much and it would trap, you know, trap it in there, or, you know.
So the thing is, the benefit of doing the walls and the rim joists is that, and even though you're going to vent it on the inside, it's gonna temper the amount. We just need some airflow, but we don't want it to be super cold, because that's going to bang against the insulation and hurt your effort to do all this once you're crawling around in a foot and a half of an area. But I would do the walls, the rim joists, and the floor up above, and you should be good to go. That's a good project. 9:53 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Happy trails to you until...
Time for Lou's last call. Thank you so much for listening. Veronica, for doing the news. Sam, for drinking our wine and doing the sports.
That's all I did.
I know. And Fergie, for pushing all the buttons. We appreciate it. Our last call is sponsored by Townstone Financial. Susan Elmwood Park. Hi, Sue. You're on WGN. You're our last caller.
Hi. Well, thank you very much. It's a real thank you to Lindsay and all of you, and it's a really a great pleasure to speak with you.
How can I help you?
Well, I have a car question. Is there something you can spray maybe that's safe for the tires and for and maybe a different product for the windows in the car to help stave off the ice and the snow? To, you know, be easier to clean it. It's not a home question, but
yeah, I mean, not that I know of. I mean, the thing is, what I would be worried about is if you sprayed something like a calcium chloride, which there is liquid calcium chloride, you certainly could spray that on the tires. But I'd be worried about spraying that on the finish of your car, that it would start to eat away the finish. I think that, you know, what they do make, when it comes to the windows is they have these, ice blankets that you can buy. You know you know how they have, in warmer climates, you can put a sun shield in there so the house doesn't heat up.
Right.
Well, they have one that you put on the outside, and you kind of lift up the. You lift up the wipers, and you kind of tuck it in there. And they even have a little strap that you can hook on either one of the outside mirrors, so it doesn't blow away. And the nice thing about that is that if it snows or the ice, you just come and shake that off. And while there might be a little bit of condensation that froze in the corners, you don't have like that heavy ice buildup. That would go there.
You don't have that big area to clean up.
Correct. I would be worried about you spraying anything on the car for risk of for risk of damaging the finish. Do me a favor. Hang on a quick second before we talk to the girls. We're going to send you out an app gift card. Pleasing people since 1936. Visit their store in Glenview or online at abt.com. 9:59 in the morning. Am I pushing a button here to talk to the ladies here? Are we down there? Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hi.
Lou.
How are you?
How's your breakfast of vino?
I'm going to tell you.
Times
it's my,
four.
It's my favorite thing ever.
To have wine at 8 o'clock in the morning?
It's 9 o'clock, thank you.
Okay.
I wait till 9 for crying out loud.
Okay.
I am actually going to be talking about that when we come back and start our show.
Really?
Yes.
About drinking in the morning.
Yeah. Early morning drinking.
Okay.
I travel a lot, and I'll be in an airport going to an early morning flight.
Yeah.
And I'm always amazed at the people that will be sitting, you know, the bars are open.
Bloody Mary.
Sitting at, you know, and I mean, not
or a martini. I've seen people have martinis.
Look, I love a good Bloody Mary like the next guy, you know, but I mean, when you're going to work on a Tuesday, I'm like, ooh, honey,
what's the thing called with orange juice and champagne? Mimosa.
Mimosa.
That seems just like orange juice.
Right.
That doesn't seem
like
I saw
some of those this morning on the train at 7:30.
Delicious.
Wow.
Delicious. Mm-hmm. I drove by some restaurant that, promotes some brunch they have on Sundays. And the big banner was, basically, it's like unlimited mimosas for $15.
Wow. How many can a person drink?
I'll let you know tomorrow.
Okay.
Depends on the size of the glass.
All right.
Have a good show,
thanks.
Ladies.